Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today over the phone, we're joined by Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. Commissioner Leonard, it's always a pleasure to get you on the phone. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Aiden.
And you know, it was a long meeting the other day, totaling about 3 hours, definitely longer than you guys typically run over in Emery County, but there was a lot of good that was accomplished over the course of the meeting, and it started very early on about agenda item number 4. You guys held a public hearing to get public comment on a planned solar generation and battery energy storage system. And you know, I think public hearings are good when you have kind of a controlled environment to do it, when people are actually focusing on the issue at hand. And a big kudos to the people who spoke at that. They did keep that on subject. They kept it focused on what their concerns were about this storage system.
Yes. So Pacific Corp, they presented a solar project. Now, this is on Pacific Corp land. Other people, Rocky Mountain Power, their partners. Pacific Corp, they're looking at doing a potential solar project on their land. They were looking for a conditional use permit. Yeah, a lot of questions from the community, neighboring landowners, making sure that if they do that. So, and just to let the public know, we're not doing any incentives if they decide to do the project. It looks like the project will be centrally assessed, so it should help the property tax of the community. So that's a good thing. We decided not to do any incentives, and really they didn't ask for any, so that's good.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of discussion on that.
And what really impressed me over the course of that public hearing, of course, was being able just to hear all the different perspectives on the issue and kind of how respective the representatives were to those issues. I mean, they sat down, they listened, they were taking notes, they were making sure that these concerns were heard.
Yes, and I appreciated that because they were put on the spot with those landowners. And some of the commission's comments were, hey, we want to make sure that things are mitigated for our residents and make sure that if they are doing a project on their property, whether it's rain mitigation or wind, there were some dust issues, and also the cattlemen making sure they can get in and out if during construction if they follow through with the project. So a lot of questions asked and answered, and we've taken notes to make sure that a lot of those are followed.
Yeah, and like I said, I think public hearings can be a major source of good as long as you kind of keep it in the realm of that public hearing. As soon as people start diverting from that issue and into more personal grievances, that's when those things kind of fly off the rail. But luckily, that didn't happen yesterday. Moving along in the agenda, you guys got a pretty good update regarding the Castledale Bridge Rehabilitation Project by the Historic Preservation Commission. I know when they first came in, it was causing a bit of heartache because that could have caused a lot of problems both liability-wise and monetarily, but they came back yesterday with a very positive update.
Yeah, the Historical Society, I mean, it's a big part of our community, the bridge that comes into Castledale. Many of you might know about it, but now that the road's been diverted, that the old road has not been abandoned, it's still designated as a route, but that bridge is getting pretty worn out. Our road department's been amazing to try to help, looking for grants. Our county attorney has been involved, making sure that we do it the right way, who owns the bridge, property owners around it. So, yeah, the partnership's been great. We're gonna get the bridge, the floor redone with wood, planks, and so hopefully There wasn't an exact timeline, but hopefully we can get that bridge fixed so that people can utilize that again.
You know, because I know it's a community staple down there. People love walking across it, love taking pictures on it for things like dances and just senior pictures. People love that bridge. So it's good to hear that we're stepping in a positive direction with that. On the topic of rebuilding, though, you guys made a major step to helping Farron City rebuild their livestock event center, which tragically burned down a few years ago, or last year. But you guys were able to put in a pretty big monetary contribution to help rebuild that because it's such a staple to the community. I know for people my generation that people have so many great memories in that old livestock show building. So the fact that they're continuing to try and to redevelop it, I think that's a major asset, not just for the Farron community, but for the county as a whole.
Yeah, you bet. When it burned down, I think we were all heartbroken. So Farron City's and their staff, they've done a lot of work. They went after CIB funding. They've secured that funding. They've come to our tourism office, as it is an event center. I know it's for the stock show. But yeah, it brings people into our community. So they're going to rebuild, and as a county through the tourism office, we want to support that financially to help to be part of the match for CIB to have it, help it get funded.
You know, because again, it's a full community effort there, and it always is across Emory County, cities supporting cities, county supporting those cities supporting the county. It really is just a full team effort. I think we have a great system heading up over there in Emory. Now, kind of the last big item we want to talk about that went over in this commission meeting was you guys got an update on the Rural Economic Blueprint Draft Plan. And it's always interesting to hear this the perspectives of these people who are coming in. They're talking to the citizens to find out what they want from the county. And I think it's something that could be very valuable for our area.
Yeah, so the state has the blueprint program, and we've talked about it a little bit before, but came to commission. We had August from the state do a presentation, really read everything that was in the plan. We haven't approved it yet. We wanted a presentation to make sure the public knew about it. If there were any major concerns, we can change. But this is kind of a plan similar to it's an economic development plan similar to a general plan. Some good ideas and things that we want to implement and follow. Some of those being, you know, community development, economic development, and then, you know, supporting local business as well as our bigger industries. So it was a great plan. I'm glad that we're working on it. A lot of people have put their time and energy, mayors, other people in the community that were interviewed, the commission. So I think the plan looks really good. It's a good start to help wrap our head around and have goals to move towards.
You know, I think what really impressed me most about this economic plan is a lot of the stuff that was included is things that you guys are already trying to work for, especially when it came into the realm of energy development and industry in the county. You guys have already taken so many strides to try and bring that to the area, and this kind of confirms that it was a good idea. But on the smaller side of things, I think the idea that I was most intrigued by was adding more small businesses to our main streets. That's something that, you know, I'm not a very business-oriented person, and it got me thinking that that would be a very beneficial thing for our tax base.
You bet. And it revives our small communities, and a lot of our communities are on the main route. We would like people to stop and spend money, and so, yeah, retail's always a key to community success. So yeah, Main Streets, how to beautify and get more businesses on our Main Streets is a great thing that we're trying to do. So yeah, I'm excited about the plan moving forward, and we're just going to try to implement. And the one thing that you mentioned, Aiden, was it's funny you mentioned that, but yeah, there are two or three things in that plan that we're already working on and almost accomplished. So yeah, it's great to see that things are moving forward when you think about them.
Now, the last thing I think I want to talk about with you today is, of course, Melon Days coming up this weekend, Friday, September 19th, Saturday, September 20th. It's such a fun celebration, and this is the 119th year of Melon Days. That's so exciting. It's one of my favorite local community events.
Oh, I love it. I love all the community events. I'll be down there all weekend. I love Melon Days. Play softball and enjoy the festivities. Love the watermelons. But yeah, it's a fantastic event. So if you don't have anything going on this weekend, Melon Days is a fantastic, fun place to be. Food, entertainment, and then softball's always fun.
Well, now, Commissioner Leonard, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, I just think, just want to tell everybody we appreciate their efforts in the blueprint plan. Those in the community that are trying to better our cities. A lot of people volunteer on city councils, mayors, and we just appreciate all of the work that they're doing to make the community better. So just a shout out to all of the cities and elected officials and community members that do good.
It's a full team effort out there. Commissioner Leonard, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We're talking about what's happening over along in the San Rafael Swell. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.